This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And Apple has an apology for you about that FaceTime bug. It also says a software fix is coming this week. Where does that leave us and our feelings of security? Let's find out after these tech headlines. Scooter startup Lime is raising $400 million at a $2 billion valuation in the latest funding round. The deal would value Lime at $2 billion if all shares authorized in the round are issued. The filing confirms an earlier Wall Street Journal report that Lime, which is legally known as Neutron Holdings, was raising at around a valuation of between $2 billion and $3 billion. Vice Media is cutting 10% of its workforce, adding to mounting concerns about the future of new media companies that at one time seemed to hold the keys to the online publishing business. The move is part of a global restructuring that will impact 250 jobs. The company's weekly show on HBO, called Vice, its most high-profile brand flagship, will also be ending, though the daily news show will continue. Facebook removed hundreds of accounts, groups, and pages linked to an online syndicate that has been accused of spreading fake news and hate speech in Indonesia. This comes less than 3 months before a presidential election in the world's third-largest democracy. Its head of cybersecurity policy said in a statement that the company had removed more than 1,500 Facebook accounts, groups, and pages, as well as 208 Instagram accounts. Facebook and Twitter said late last week that they had also removed hundreds of fake accounts from Iran and Venezuela, spreading misinformation. The Journal's Ben Otto has more at WSJ.com. Coming up, Apple's apology and fix for that awkward group FaceTime chat thing. So last week, before Apple disabled the function late Monday, users of group FaceTime were able to listen in on others through their smartphones. Apple has an apology for you. Let us get more from San Francisco. Joining us in the podcast booth over there is Bob McMillan. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Tanya.
So last week, we were all feeling a little insecure, perhaps, about ever using FaceTime again. This week, we should be feeling a little bit better because I understand Apple has a fix. What can we expect this week?
Delays and delays. Apple said last week that they were going to ship a patch for this bug on, you know, by week's end, and they failed to do that. So we're feeling like the problem is mitigated because although they're working on a patch for the issue and that hasn't been released, they kind of turned off the whole group FaceTime feature that was the source of the issue within hours of finding out about it. So you're not really at risk of the bug being exploited, but Apple is taking longer than expected to fix it. Now, what that means to me is that maybe this bug is a little more complicated than it first appeared. But a lot of the security people I spoke with on Friday said that they were glad that Apple was taking its time. They didn't want a rushed out patch that maybe led to other problems, you know, afterwards.
So we can rest a little bit easier, but can Apple, though? Because this glitch was quite a high-profile setback, and we actually talked about how, you know, it's not people are still going to buy iPhones, but it opens up the whole conversation about security, and it makes it even more awkward for Apple since they've came out with this crusade to protect privacy, and yet here we are.
Yeah, this is their big marketing message that they have the most private and secure phone out there. Also, Apple has struggled to deliver features that really get people as excited as they used to. And it's concerning that even as that's happening, that the very basics, the building secure products that have been properly quality assured are also not happening, right? Like, so this bug was something that if you saw it exploited, you'd say to yourself, how did they miss this, right? Like right. A 14-year-old literally discovered it while he's playing Fortnite.
It's interesting, too, because this is actually rare, we should note. Apple does not usually apologize. They're not necessarily one of those companies that are quick to do that. And so I understand that this teenager and his mother were indeed thanked for their efforts. Where are they standing right about now? Do they get a free iPhone at least?
Yeah, they thanked them in the message. I've been talking. So the mom's name is Michelle Thompson, and I've been kind of texting with her to hear if Apple has reached out directly to them to say thank you. And the last I heard of this, that had not happened. But they did send out a statement to all the media thanking them personally for making their effort to notify Apple of the issue the week before it became public. Now, this was an effort that was largely in vain. Apple, by all rights, didn't actually get the message that they had found this bug. But they tried.
Also making this awkward is the fact that Apple has criticized other tech companies for collecting users' personal data just last week. Because what had happened was it had punished Facebook and Google, I understand, for violating its developer policies. Can you actually get into a little bit of that?
Yeah. Last week, there were reports that Facebook, and then shortly after that report, Google as well, had misused digital certificates that Apple issues to companies in order to create in-house apps. Now, this is sort of a complicated problem, but basically, if you want to run an app on the iPhone, Apple has a bunch of tests they put on it. They make sure that it's private and that it's up to their standards. But if you just want to run, you know, if you're Dow Jones and you want to run your own corporate app, they give you a little bit more leeway and they'll give you a way of just running those apps in a less scrutinized fashion. So what the problem was that Facebook was created an app to test the Facebook website, and it distributed using its private internal key that it was only supposed to use for corporate apps. And this violated Apple's policies. Google did the same thing as well. So last week, Apple pulled these in-house digital certificates, which basically broke all of the in-house apps for both Facebook and Google. And so their security team was kind of scrambling to understand what was going on with these apps. And then they revoked the certificates. And it was just kind of like a big, messy week.
Probably going to have you back soon, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's not going to stop, is it?
Never ending. Bob McMillan, thanks.
My pleasure being here, Tanya.
That is it for the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.